In these videos, Ms. Harris responds to Sam's behavior in two pretty different ways. In the first one, and recall that his behavior is pretty passive, so it's still easy to miss, Ms. Harris doesn't intervene at all, even though those signs of a problem are persisting. He looks increasingly distressed, heavy sighs, rubbing his face, total disengagement from the work, which also suggests that Sam is probably more stressed and emotional on the inside in addition to what we're seeing on the outside. And that's why what Ms. Harris does in the second video is such a nice fit. Sam at this point probably needs a break in addition to a restatement of the instructions. So our problem has been compounded because this has gone on for a while and he's emotional along with needing to know what to do. What Ms. Harris does is gets her cell phone out, picks up a book and everything, and then makes her way over to Sam and says, "Hey, I need somebody to run this book next door. Can you do it?" And he happily does so because right now he needs a break in addition to clarification on what it is he is supposed to do. There are other things that Ms. Harris could have done to de-escalate Sam's behavior at this point besides just giving him a break. And honestly, she'll probably still have to do these things once he comes back from delivering the book. Because remember, that initial trigger is still not resolved. He doesn't know what to do. So Ms. Harris could ask him, "Hey, Sam, do you know what the first thing is you need to do to get started?" Or just give him some other form of an individual prompt or redirect. "Hey, the first thing you need to do is start reading this and taking notes." And that would be enough. Even better, she could write down the steps for him and check for understanding. And that would likely de-escalate Sam's behavior. She could also offer him choices as part of that redirect. "Hey, I could write the instructions down for you, or you could ask me questions about them." Anytime we can incorporate choice into an interaction with students, we should